Harper Audio presents Fast and Loud, Blood, Sweat, and Beers by Richard Rawlings. Read by Alexander Sendes. Introduction read by Richard Rawlings.
Introduction.
Woo!
Want to know what it feels like to do 150 miles per hour on a long stretch of highway? I'll tell you this, it's nowhere near as cool as doing 207 miles per hour on that same stretch of road. There are a lot of people out there who've topped 100, and quite a few everyday guys and gals who've topped 120 or 140 in a street-legal vehicle or on a public highway. But the difference between driving 150 miles per hour and driving 200 miles per hour is as big as the difference between going zero, literally actually standing still, and doing 100. The roar of the engine and the wind and the road comes pounding through your body as the trees and lights and lampposts and even other vehicles become blurs of color, and the adrenaline kicks every one of your senses into the highest gear possible. It's effing awesome. Speed that close to the ground is scary as hell, though, so don't try this at home, kids. Going that fast without killing yourself or anybody else requires an unbelievable amount of attention, intensity, and focus. But if that's what the job calls for, that's what I'm going to deliver. And topping 200 miles per hour in order to break a world record was exactly what the job called for on one kick-ass trip back in 2007 when my buddy Dennis Collins and I answered a bet and teamed up for the rally of a lifetime, the Cannonball Run. It was right in the middle of that run on a lonesome stretch of Interstate 40 where the speedometer hit 207 miles per hour in Dennis's 1999 Ferrari 550 Maranello. And we kept it over the 200 mark for a whole lot of miles in order to make up for some lost time along the way. Just about everybody's heard of the Cannonball Run, the 1981 movie starring Burt Reynolds, Farrah Fawcett, Dom DeLuise, and a bunch of other big stars from that era. Well, that film was based on a real road rally called the Cannonball Run that was first run back in the 70s following a cross-country route from Midtown Manhattan to the Portofino Inn and Yacht Club in Redondo Beach, California. There's been a tradition of less-than-legal road rallies all over the U.S. and Canada ever since, and I've run plenty of them, but the Cannonball Run is the most legendary. Dennis and I set out to beat a cross-country record that had stood for more than 25 years. The original Cannonball winners made the run in 32 hours and 4 minutes. No one had been able to touch that record in all that time, and a lot of people thought it was impossible to beat. In fact, a buddy of ours, Jay Rickey, bet us $50,000 that we couldn't do it. And that was all it took for Dennis and me to give it a go. Armed with a stack of cash and a supply of beef jerky, we took off from the Red Ball Garage at 8:30 p.m. and rocketed toward New Jersey. We knew Manhattan traffic was going to be one of our biggest obstacles, so I called ahead to a buddy of mine named Nasser, who owns a limo company. We hired his whole fleet of drivers to get in front of us and briefly block traffic onto the bridge so we could get through without a hitch. We had drivers run ahead of us through New Jersey, too, driving fast and weaving around so that any cops in the area would pull them over and be fully occupied when we came speeding past them. For those who might be reading this with horror, thinking how terrible and dangerous it is to drive at high speeds on public roads, I just want to acknowledge that I didn't take it lightly. A lot of guys had done this before us, and we were very safe about it. We thought about where we were, we didn't goof around, and we weren't running people off the road or acting like idiots. We were very respectful about what we were doing at every turn. Realize that a lot of people drive 70 or 80 on the highway as it is. Our average speed over the course of this whole route was 87.6 miles per hour. Not exactly crazy driving. We dropped down along the original route of Cannonball, all the way to Interstate 40, and then beat it west just as fast as we could, only stopping 5 times for gas. Good thing we limited our meals to beef jerky and energy drinks, because those were the only bathroom breaks we made the entire time, too. I was married then. And my wife, Sue, with less than a day's notice, flew out to Redondo Beach and grabbed a hotel room at our destination. She's a computer whiz, and she actually created a computer model for us that would figure out how fast we needed to go in order to break the record. By checking in via cell phone with our location and time, she could tell us what our estimated finish time was and how fast or slow we needed to go in order to make up for the lost time. She also told us when we could hang back a bit so we wouldn't get stopped. After all, the time it would take to suffer a single speeding ticket along the way could have blown the whole adventure.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?